in that old dimension.
What do you do in the old dimension? Look at Daniel. I mean, what a joke. Daniel gets up in the morning and he shaves. Or he doesn't shave. He brushes his teeth or he doesn't brush his teeth. He takes a shower or he doesn't take a shower. Why does he do these stupid things? Who is he trying to impress? He is merely saying, I like me. But whatever he does, if he shaves or if he doesn't, if he doesn't shave, he says, I look great unshaved, you know. I look great natural, you know, or naturel. He says, I am a wonderful being. And Ingeborg, when you get up in the morning, if you say, oh, my aching bones, you'll deserve every one of them. But if you get up in the morning, you say, I live in my ideal spirit-minded body. What happens to you?
I do it.
Yes, but what happens to you when you say, I live in my ideal spirit-minded body?
I experience it.
You experience it, exactly. Now, it's as simple as that. It's as simple as that. Now, Ellen, she leaves my house sometimes and she says, pray for me. And I say, oh, come on now. If she would say, I live in my ideal spirit-minded body, I'd say, wow-wee, yes, I'm with you. Oh, I can see you living in your spirit-minded body, whole and perfect, fantastic, you know? But if you say, pray for me, you're saying, I got some problems and I need a little guidance, a little help, and a little this and that, and, which is okay. But when are you going to get onto the wagon? And the wagon says,
I am my ideal spirit-mind body.
Ich bin, I am, immer, always. I am that which I am always. And if I ever allow myself to think, feel, say, be anything less, then that's what I am too. Now, do you ever have any problems in your life? No. Do you ever have anyone who loves you in your life? No. No, you don't have anyone who loves you in your life. Do you know what love means on the human basic?
Possession.
It means recognition that you're there. And I like what I see. Now, is that what you want? Or do you want to be the allness? Do you want to be the isness? And you say, that's tough, because we don't know what allness and isness is, are. And since we don't know what they are, we find it difficult to be it. But, Ellen, what are you going to be when you grow up? Hmm? Your little child. What are you going to be when you grow up? And you say, I'm going to be a fireman. I want to be a priest. I want to be a mother. I want to be a surgeon. I'm going to be a whatever. Now, what if the child, instead of being so stupid as trained by its parent, saying, I am going to be, what if the child said, I am a surgeon. I am a brain surgeon. If that's the choice, you know. Or I am divine or whatever. What do you think would happen? You see, you ask a child anything you want, and what do they tell you? They tell you what they think. Now, we are too stupid to recognize that that's the truth. That what they tell us, they have seen from their inner, the outer hasn't shown it to them. They've never seen it on a movie. They've never seen it from their parents or anybody else. But they see it within. And when they see it from within, what happens? They are that. That's who they are. Now, Daniel, here are a dozen seeds. Tell me what kind of flowers are in each one's seed. Well, basically, you'd have a difficult time. Because you don't have the ability to see within each seed. But if you'd stop trying to think with your human brain, with your intelligence, and just say, Herb thinks I can tell him what each seed is, and I'm not a seed person. It's my first seeds that I ever saw in my life, you know. He's showing me these seeds, and I don't even know what they're supposed to do. But he says, I know what kind of seed it is. And so then the child starts saying, well, this is a pumpkin seed, and this is an apple seed, and this is a cherry seed. This is, and you can't tell is it wrong. You know, because unless you too can look inside that seed. Now, that child could very well be right. Mm-hmm. As that, so insofar as that child believes in itself, not a matter of believing in yourself, but just says what comes, says what is its revelation, then it's the truth. Now, Daniel doesn't shave because he wants people to like him. Daniel shaves because he likes him.
Mm-hmm.
Daniel says, I like remolding and redesigning this being that I am. I like playing this game that I'm playing. You know? He says, it's fun. It's fun. And he says, I like having my people in my world be the reflection of who I am. And I am a dynamic master in everything I do. You know how I straightened up when I said that? I am a dynamic master in everything I do. And so what are your little rascals going to be?
Fantastic like me.
Well, unfortunately, they are fantastic like you. And they're doing the things that you wouldn't allow yourself to do. And because they're doing things that you wouldn't allow yourself to do, it's you do allow yourself to do it in your thinking. And so you look at them and you see them ideal. And you don't know what ideal means. But you see them ideal, but you know it's good. And so you see them ideal, and what happens?
Mm-hmm.
So it is.
So it is. They're ideal. Now, do you have to make them do anything? Do you have to tell them anything?
No.
Do you have to expect anything from them? Now, what if you told a blind man, here's a rose, and you made a mistake and you picked up a tulip instead? What would the blind man say?
Thank you.
He would say, so that's what a rose looks like. That's what a rose feels like, you know. That's how a rose, that's a tulip. Now, would he be unhappy?
No.
Yeah. Now, if you say, oh, damn, I gave you a tulip instead of a rose. Excuse me, here's a rose. And he'd say, pretty much the same. The tulip has a little more bulk to its leaves and its petals and things like that, and its stem. And the rose has a little more stiffness to its stem and little spikes on it. And the leaves are a little more, the blossoms, the blooms are a little more gentle, you know. How interesting, you know. And he says, that's interesting. But they're all flower. They're all flowers, he says, yeah. And he says, you know, I like all flowers. And he has a joy. He says, well, why did you give me the rose and say, the tulip and say it was a rose? Why did you do that to me? What's wrong with you? You've got a problem? He doesn't say that. He's just delighted that you give him any attention at all.
Mm-hmm.
He's just delighted that you even think about him. You see? Well, now, our divine self is just like that. It's just delighted if we even think about it. How many times have you polished up your classic self? Yeah. How many times have we looked inside of ourselves and said, this is my ideal spirit-minded body? We haven't. We look inside of ourselves and say, ugh, ugh, I'm hungry, I'm tired. I got to go potty, got to do this, got to do that, you know. You know. And how many times do you say, I live my ideal spirit-minded body? You don't. You don't. If you say it one time a day, that's a lot. And if you say it any times a day with a joy and a conviction and a meaning, that's magnificent. But if you would say it all the time every day, you say, well, how? I wouldn't have time for anything else. Oh, yes, you would. Do you have time to breathe and do everything else? Do you have time to see and do everything else? Now, Ingeborg, she has trained herself to be selfish and egotistical and mean. And Ingeborg looks at the world like this. I see only what I want to see. It's, you know, just tunnel vision. Nothing on the peripheral. And when Ingeborg begins to love everybody, then her vision expands to include them. But we know exactly what Ingeborg is by what she sees. And if Ingeborg only sees what's her tunnel vision in front of her, and she doesn't see what's going on around her, then she is a loser. Now, does Ingeborg have to see only what's going in front of her? Does she have to have only tunnel vision? It's her choice. And she has a perfect choice. And did the doctor say to you, you have good peripheral vision? Bitte!
Yes.
Thank you, my God. You're not lying. The doctors have said that some point in your life, maybe when you were 10 years old, you know, but it doesn't matter. I didn't ask you when, and I didn't ask you which doctor. I said, the doctors ever say you have peripheral vision? We do. We all do. You know, take your hands and put them like this here and keep moving them out and watch how far out they go without looking there. Just look straight ahead. And let's see, mine is right about there. It's 180. But some people are even better than 180. You know, some people can even see further than that. But how do you get that way? Not by practice. You get that way by including all in your world, including all in your vision, all in your sight. Now, when I think and say to Rex, Rex, come sit and sit by me here. Come sit by me. Sometimes he does it. Sometimes he doesn't. He does it when I have that in my consciousness. I'm walking the path. He'll come to me as I say it to him. If I whistle, he never hears it. But if I think it mentally, he does it. Now, you and we, when we think we have this love for everybody, the peripheral vision for everybody, we have it. And what happens? We got it. Daniel, what is the model of your classic?
The one parked outside or one inside here?
And if I were asked that question, I would not think anything about any other. I didn't say you should bark. I said set a good example. Now, Ingeborg, what did Daniel do incorrectly? I said, Daniel, sit. Yes, Daniel, sit. I said, Daniel, what is your
classic car.
What is your classic car? And he right away thought his classic car was what?
The car he has.
The car he's driving.
Yes.
Outside.
Yes.
Not the car he's driving inside.
No, yeah. Outside.
Right. Now, is there any... you see, as long as he likes to play that game, then that's the game he's going to have. He's going to have always the outer be his classic car. Now, what is Daniel's real classic?
The real classic is he dreams of.
No. It's his ideal self. His ideal self is his classic. Now, what's Sylvia's classic?
It's the same way.
Oh, say it out loud. You can.
It's the same way.
Don't say the same way. Ditto. Ditto, ditto. You know what ditto means?
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to hear that. I want to hear what you really say. Now, come on. What is your classic car? What is Sylvia's classic? Now, I shouldn't say car, but what's Sylvia's classic? Say it.
Her classic is a...
Herself.
Herself. Her ideal self.
She's even gone a step further. Her ideal self. Now, is that where you want to be? Is that where you want to be?
Yes.
Okay, super. Now, remember, you are that way only as you give it attention. And Ellen?
Yep.
You are that way only as you give it attention.
Yes.
Now, do you want to give it attention?
My idea is spirit, mind, and body, yes.
Ellen, if I say to you, what is your classic?
My ideal self.
You wouldn't say your car, right? Rex,
my classic is my ideal self.
All right. Now, what do you do about your ideal self? Do you ever say, I love you?
Yes.
Ha ha. Do you ever say, I am my ideal self?
Yes.
Do you ever say, all the world is ideal?
Yes.
All right, that's beautiful. Now, do you believe that?
Yes.
That's great. Now, was the propane man an ideal man?
Yes.
Was he a nice fellow?
Yeah.
Did he do everything you told him to do?
Not yet.
Well, I mean, does he know everything you want him to do?
No, I have to go down at my house.
I see, okay.
Yeah.
Well, now, how do you create yourself as a classic person?
By knowing that I am it.
By knowing that I am it. Now, she was out taking care of the propane man, and she still understood everything that we were talking about.
That shows a true master.
Yes, it shows a true... Now, Ellen?
Yeah.
Grazie.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Now, how could he say it shows a true master?
See what He sees what he is.
Oh, I see.
Thank you.
And what does Ingeborg see?
Also.
Not also, not ditto.
She sees what...
I get done saying, don't say the ditto.
She sees what she is.
And then...
Ideal master.
She sees what she is, and she is, and...
An ideal master.
Good. Name it, claim it. Now, if you leave things half said or unsaid, they might as well be not said.
Yeah, that's true.
Because you want to say it truly. Now, what did Sylvia bark up and say when we were talking here? We were talking about things, and Sylvia spoke up and said,
I'm ideal being.
Is that what you said?
Yes.
Is that what you said?
Yes.
Is that what you mean?
Yes.
Great. Well, you see, she didn't have to say anything else, did she?
No.
Did you understand what she meant?
Of course.
Did you understand who she is?
Yes.
Have you ever felt she was that way?
Always. But not always.
No. It's right. You were walking around the barn looking for the word always. But you see, you want that to be so ever-present mm-hmm. in your thought that Sylvia is always...
the ideal being.
Her ideal being. Not the ideal being. Now, you can say the ideal being, but that makes it seemingly separate from me. I am my ideal spirit mind. I am the ideal spirit mind and body. I'm the ideal spirit mind and body. You haven't got a grasp of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I am my ideal spirit mind and body. How were you created?
Ideal.
Yeah?
Ideal.
Okay. That's good. So, yeah. Ellen?
Yes.
We now have another 17-minute talk here.
Well, is that now on recording?
Yeah, yes. Yeah, you recorded.
Mm. It's still recording. Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Is that okay?
Yes. But that is 17 minutes, you said.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, you were out playing with the propane man.
Yeah, who has 12 children.
So you have Rex on it, too.
And Rex, oh yes. And Rex barked and I shut it off for a moment.
That's the guy who has 12 children. Oh, he has gone. I have to go down. Yeah.
12 children?
Well, so I think 11 or 12, yes.
Quite a fellow.
I'm coming back.
We're just...